think about all the time, brain power, and social or political capital you continued to spend on some commitment only because you didn't like the idea of quitting. That is a quote by Stephen D. Levitt. This is episode 519 on the Hidden Wire podcast. Time to quit or time to persevere? My solo rant. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Wire podcast. How are you? This is my solo show. Thanks for taking the time out, guys, to tune in. Today, guys, I'm talking about when it's time to quit and when it's time to persevere. So I have written an article on this, which was split into two articles, and I'm just pouring myself a cup of water right now. So I've split it into two articles, and it was posted late last year. So you can check that out if you'd prefer to read it and get a more thorough insight into what I'm talking about here today. That might be the best place to go. However, I'm going to just talk about it today and what it means. I'm not going to read from the post. I'm going to try and avoid that because that often makes me more confused than is good for the value that I can share with you guys. So hopefully I can navigate this thought clearly enough to give you some value, to make it worth your while for sticking around and to persevere through this episode and this experience. So the reason why I wrote this article was really to just explore my thoughts on what it means to quit and what it means to persevere, to really find a great understanding in what this term quitting really means and what this term persevering really means. And in understanding, I think we can better navigate our way forward in life. And in understanding, we can probably make better decisions around when to quit and when to persevere as well. So I think that's the first place that we should start, is really trying to just define what it means to quit ourselves and to define what it means to persevere. So I want to encourage that, that you set yourself that challenge to define, you know, what that means to you. So that's why I wrote this article, so I can better understand these terms. And then also I wanted to just explore, you know, when, how and when I make the decisions to quit and persevere. And I'm not perfect at this. I'm definitely not. I know there are many of times where I've continued on with something, I've persevered through something, when really I should have just quit a lot earlier than I did. And there's other times when I've probably quit too early and didn't give myself that fairness, that time of the day to really just keep going forward, to sustain in whatever challenge or adversity I might have been facing in the time, and just to keep going, because they might have led to greater opportunities as well. So that's why I wrote this article. It was inspired by a podcast by Tim Ferriss, which is a really good podcast, and I just encourage you to have a listen to that as well. If I remember, I'll stick the link in the show notes so you can check that out. But it was a really good podcast, a nice format. Basically, what Tim did is he just sat back and he had a lot of people, past guests and friends of his, come on and just share their thoughts on how to decide when it is time to quit and how to decide when you really should just stick with it and persevere. So it was really cool because they had a lot of different perspectives from some guests that I certainly admire, Seth Godin, James Altucher. There was a bunch of others. I don't agree with all the perspectives that were shared, but a lot of the elements I certainly do agree with. And it was just nice to see this array of perspectives on this topic, which is quite important in our life. And the reason why I think it's so important is because time is of essence. And I just don't think life is meant to be lived doing stuff that we don't love. I think, you know, really what it's all about is just exploring this life with curiosity, with fascination, with excitement, and just to see what beauty there is that exists as it relates to what really lifts you up inside, you know, what really raises your spirit, raises your happiness. I think that's what it's all about. And because time is so short, we have the tendency sometimes to keep going with things, even though they don't really give us any greater meaning or fulfillment. And that can lead to regret, that can be suffering in the process. And that is certainly what I don't want. So I often actually find myself starting things and quitting earlier because I just make that connection a little bit quicker. I wasn't always that good at it. I'm getting better at it, I think. But it's really making that assessment and going, hey, this just doesn't feel right. This is not for me. And then making that decision to retreat and follow other paths. Because if we stick to that one path that's really not giving us that joy, not giving us that deep sense of satisfaction and meaning, then, you know, what is that all about? What is life all about if that's the case? So that's why I think this is such an important topic. So let's have a look at quitting and what really quitting means. There's a few definitions that we can go to with quitting. And the first one, which I will read here, is really that when we think about quitting, what most of us immediately think about is that it means to stop or discontinue. And that's absolutely right. So when we quit something, we do stop and discontinue that action or that behavior. And that's what quitting is really all about, is to stop and discontinue. Now, I like the Middle English origins of this word. It means to set free. And I really like that because that's what it can mean sometimes, can't it? Like when we quit something that is draining, that's an energy and time suck from our life, it really can help liberate us and set us free. So that's really a positive. If anything, that's a positive definition of what it means to quit. There is more. There is a Latin word, quiescere. I think quiescere is how it's pronounced, which means to be still. And again, that meaning, really what it comes down to is it's when we do stop something, when we discontinue something, that's what we're essentially doing. We stop moving on it. We stop acting on it. And in essence, we're being still on that particular element of our life, on that particular activity. So I like those definitions, set free, to be still, to quit, to discontinue. That's really what it means to quit. However, the problem, I think, in this day and age is that we really associate quitting with an indication of failure. And I think that's really a shame. And there's a few reasons why this is not good. And number one is because when we associate, whether it's with ourselves or with someone else, when we associate this image of quitting as failure, it really sometimes is used to define our sense of self-worth, our identity, our character, and that can affect our ability to judge ourselves, and it can also affect the future decisions we make, and that can have a limiting effect on our progress in life. So I think we need to realize, first and foremost, that to quit something isn't failure. And I think, you know, the definition doesn't say that. When I just read out those definitions before, there was no mention of the word failure in there at all. It was just to stop and discontinue. So I think that's really one area that we just need to really become clear on and understand, that to quit something isn't an indication of failure. It's not a judgment of your character, and it shouldn't affect your sense of self-worth. That's not what quitting is about. I think quitting is a responsible decision to stop the pursuit of something that is leading to no greater gains, to no greater progress. But the problem is that when we continue to associate quitting as failure, it really stops us from pursuing new opportunities in life. We will look at a new opportunity and we'll go, yes, but if I pursue myself towards that and I fail, you know, how's that going to make me feel? How's that going to make me look in the eyes of others? And we have this whole sort of attachment to this shame and vulnerability, this risk of trying new things, this risk of exposing you know, some weakness that we associate that quitting has based on our character. And they just absolutely shouldn't, and they should not. And I think, you know, once we become aware of this, perhaps that can help us really identify, you know, what not to quit on and what actually to pursue, because that's what it's all about. You know, I think our education really has caused this to arise in our lives, this notion of quitting as failure, because in school, I mean, the education system is set up in a way, and I actually wrote a blog about this as well, which you can read in the show notes. It was called The Roads of Self-Mastery. Basically, what it described is that, you know, we are graded in school, and when we are graded poorly, that's usually an indication of what we're not good at, what we suck at. And rather than really just exploring why we failed and scored a lower than average score on our tests, and to seek improvement and to learn so we can better ourselves there, we just quit and we say, okay, this is not for me. I scored poorly. It has nothing to do with how well I was taught or my understanding of what I was being taught, but just it's something that I'm not good at. And we think we're just then innately not good at certain things in life. And this is a real shame, because it very quickly develops into a pretty particular definition of what we are good at and what we are not. And it can really determine of what we choose to move towards in the future and what we avoid in life. And I don't think we should accept this conditioning. If I look at you know, things that we pursue in life, really how the human brain is constructed, it's constructed based on past experiences, and we use these past experiences to determine what to and what not to pursue moving forward. Now, if we've got this conditioned mindset of things that we've not good at, we failed at in the past, we might use this as a reason not to pursue new opportunities moving forward as well. And that's really limiting, because the truth is, to progress, to advance, to innovate, to be creative, to explore, you know, to evolve, what it's all about is really pushing ourselves with fear in hand towards these things that we're uncomfortable about, towards these things that we're uncertain about, towards these things that we have this, you know, this fear or risk that we might be exposed, or this risk that we might fail and that might lead to some sort of ridicule or shame. We have to face that, because when we move into these new opportunities, obviously we're all familiar with that, you know, outside our comfort zone is where the real growth occurs. When we move into that new growth, that's when we have these new life experiences. And the more of these life experiences that we have, the better array of resources we have to go to when we decide to make new ventures in the future, because everything is based on past experiences. So again, the more experiences that we can have, the more resources that we have to pull on to draw out, hey, hang on, is this something that I should move towards, or is this something that I should avoid? And I think that's why life is quite progressive. As we age, we have more of those experiences. And the risk, I think the problem is that throughout our education, we're taught that to quit is to fail, and failure is no good, and failure is something to be ashamed of. And then so we get out of our schooling situation, we get locked into a certain pattern, routines, behaviors, stagnation, whatever it might be. We get locked into this certain routine. We discourage ourselves to take new action and new pursuits because we fear this level of failure based on past experiences, and that limits our experiences going forward. And that will just continue to limit our progress in life. But if we can pull ourselves away from that, as I have learnt, and really just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to step up to the plate. I'm going to push myself into this, push myself into that, push myself into that. Who cares if I failure? It doesn't mean, you know, quitting is not a failure. Who cares? You know, just let's go for it, because you're going to build then on these wonderful experiences that are going to help you and prepare you for possible futures moving forward, compared to the alternative, if that makes all that much sense. I think it does. So that's why I think, you know, this idea that quitting is failure is really a shame, that we should really discard it and work best to get rid of that. And not only for ourselves, but for others as well. You know, I'm a dad as well, so I want to encourage my kids to, you know, give things a go. And I don't want them to see when they say, you know what, it's just not for me, I'm going to quit, as a sign of failure or weakness, because I don't want that to limit their opportunities in life and their opportunities to take and try new paths. So that's really what my thought of quitting is all about. We all have that internal voice, and here are a couple of things that I wrote actually in this blog that you might be familiar with, and that often prevent us from taking new action. Okay, here's a couple of the things that I wrote. That's going to be hard. I might quit. What if I fail? What will people think of me? What happens if I do quit? What then? Will it just be a big waste of time? I've never really been too good at that before. What makes this time any different? Perhaps it's best to just stick with what I know. Why bother? So that's that little internal voice that really has us shying away from new experiences, new opportunities. And that's a real shame, because I think really, again, it's you know, about heading into those new experiences. So that's my thoughts on quitting, guys. Now, persevering is another piece altogether. And the definition for persevering that I wrote in this article was that persevere means to continue in the course of action, even in the face of adversity or difficulty, or with little or no indication of success. I really like that. And really the meaning, the origins of the word derived from the word persevere, which means to abide by strictly, to stick with your course of action no matter what. And that's what really perseverance is all about, isn't it? It's really about staying true to your course of action. And it's really about, it's walking into the challenge, walking into the fire, and in adversity, just not stopping, just keep going forward. It's about never giving up and just, you know, just facing it. And even if results aren't being noticed, even if results aren't being seen, and this is the hardest part, this is when we often usually quit, is to just keep going through that. And that is what persevering is all about. It's challenging, it's unpleasant. But I think without challenge, we wouldn't grow, we wouldn't progress, and we wouldn't know. I think, you know, challenge is what makes life really beautiful. I think you know, in uncertainty in life, I think that's a part of life that we need. I think we thrive on uncertainty, and I think uncertainty certainly will be lessened. And there's two elements of this. So when you've had past experience related to the new pursuit that you're heading towards, that will help reduce uncertainty. And I think that's another reason why we shouldn't associate quitting with failure, because the more experiences we have, the less uncertainty about future possibilities we will have as well. But really, the other way that we will do it is by how much information we can gather before heading into that as well. So really using past experiences that we've had, you know, the more experiences we've had, the less our uncertainty will be. And then to gather information to help us be better prepared for any uncertainty we face. And that's really what information gathering is all about. And the beautiful thing is that we have so much information available to our to us all at our fingertips generally, you know, to be able to gather information and really help us reduce that level of uncertainty and walk into that new challenge. And then to persevere, it's the same thing again. You know, the reason why we don't like the challenge in the process is often because we don't have the rewards or have the results coming into us. And that, I think, can be really, really hard to accept. And I've certainly, you know, just doing this podcast, you know, seeing that the number of listeners that are coming through, when there just didn't seem to be much progress at the start, starting out, there was a big boom. Typically for podcasts, you'll be aware of this. When you start off, you get put up the top of iTunes and you get a whole heap of hits and downloads. And then after the first, I think it's 3 months or something like that, you drop off from the new and hot or whatever it's called. And you sort of drop back and you sort of get a bit down by yourself and you're still progressing, you're still pushing through, trying to improve your skill at podcasting. You can't see the results coming through. And that's really the brink point for when you go, oh, well, maybe I should just quit this thing. And sometimes that's exactly the point when you need to just push through. It's like the dip. I think Seth Godin has written a book about this. I haven't actually read the book, but I assume that's what it's in regards to. It's that dip, that downwards, that slope where we just fall down and things don't seem to be going too well. But if we just push through the other side and persevere, then things might be great. But again, you know, all this being said is, how do we decide when we should quit? When we should just say, yep, no, this isn't for me. Or when we should actually just keep pushing through, regardless of the results that might be coming in, regardless of, excuse me, the challenges that we might be having. When should we do that? So that's what I wrote about in part two. So let's go there. So first of all, I think, just to recap, we need to disassociate quitting as failure. Quitting is not failure, okay? The quicker that we can do that, the better we're able to be to just really continue to explore new opportunities. So that's the first thing I want to say. Next one is perseverance. Perseverance is challenging. It is hard. But if it is something that you really want to do, that is where we have real good growth opportunities. And that's where we need to sometimes just stick it out for a little bit longer. But how do we decide on that? So the real thing I want to talk about, and this is something that I struggled to sort of put out, and I was thinking, you know, maybe I could write a list of 10 things that you can do to help you decide when to quit and when to persevere, etc., etc. But really, it all boiled down for me, again, to knowing your why. You know, to really connecting with your why. Now, there are a few other things that I'd like to talk about, but firstly, let me just go to the why. Knowing our why is the source of all our motivation. It is what helps us approach new things. It gives us that inspiration, that desire, that ambition to move into new experiences. And that's really what that why is all about, you know. It's about flourishing with curiosity and excitement towards new experience and just going into it, regardless of your fear that you might have, just facing it and pushing yourself into it. And that's really important. If you don't have that why, that motivation isn't as powerful. And if it's not as powerful, then the fear can often stop you. You know, that fear that you associate that I might fail, the other fears that you might associate with taking new action, they can always overwhelm it. But when you really are connected to that strong why, this is really why I want to do it, this is really important to me, I think you overcome any of the fears and you say, you know what, just fucking screw it. I'm just going to go towards it. I think this comes with age as well. I think a lot of people in their 40s start to hit their stride because they start to go, you know, time is running out. I don't know when it's going to end. And I've just got to really push into this challenge. I've really just got to do what I want to do. I've got to do what I want to love. Time's running out. Let's go for it. And they give up all their fears because they've really connected to a stronger why. Part of that why is an ambition that is a result of death. You know, death is one of our greatest motivations. It's what gives us a lot of our energy to pursue things in life. And the reason why, as we grow older,
We seem to have this this disregard for fear and vulnerability is because the death becomes more real as we approach it, yeah? But the other reason is because we just become more attuned with what's really important in life. We start to learn that, you know, life does end. We start to see people, falling away from us, you know, dying around us. And that really, I think, just attunes us to what's important in our life. And that gives us that source, that why, that motivation to really help drive us forward. And that is what we need. We need that why. The why is what it's all about. That's where it stems from. If you haven't watched Simon Sinek, he does a really great TED Talk on this. Again, I'll try and stick it in the show notes if I can, but it's all about the why, you know, knowing the why. And once we know the why, the what and the how will come. It's just having that initial why, because that is what gives us our reason. That is what gives us our purpose. That is what gives us our motivation, not only to start, but also to persevere. So this is why it's secondly really important, because when we're in that process of challenge, so like going back to the podcasting example, when we're in that process of, you know, really being challenged, the results don't seem to be showing up, we can connect to that and say, well, this is why I'm doing it. This is why I'm here. This is what really it's all about for me. And, you know, who cares of what the results are? Who cares of the challenge I'm facing? I know it's going to lead to better things. I know it's going to lead to results. It's what I want to do. It's what I love. It fills me up. That, when we connect back to that, that's what gives us the ability to sustain and persevere. And that's why the why is so powerful. And this can be in regards to almost absolutely anything that we do in life. If you talk about giving up a bad habit, drinking, smoking, whatever it might be, it's not always easy to really find this why at first. And I can tell you now from experience, I've faced that challenge. But when you do find it, it becomes more and more powerful, and it will help you, give up those bad habits that you don't want to pursue. And there's a couple of the bad habits that I'm familiar with, but there's plenty more. You know, if you want to really stop watching TV so you can start writing a book, well, why? Why do you want to write that book? What's so important about writing that book? And next time you go sit in front of that TV and go, oh, I just couldn't be bothered tonight, you know, connect with that why. I can tell you now, if you still decide to sit in front of that TV, that why can't be that important to you just yet. Or maybe you just tuned into the wrong why, a why that doesn't really matter to you. Perhaps it's been motivated by some sort of external force. So that is what I really think it comes down to, is really knowing the why. If I could say anything, if I can leave you with just anything, one thing today, is really do the work to understand what that is for you. What is that inner source, that motivation that keeps you fired up, keeps you alive, that you love, that you will pursue no matter what? I think that's what it really matters with. And then when it comes to quitting, we can make that assessment. We can go, hang on, am I quitting? Why am I quitting? Does this actually have any meaning to, you know, what I'm doing now? I mean, does it have any meaning to what's important to my life? And if we can't make that connection, that's sometimes when we have to go, yep, you know, screw it, I'm just going to give up. And there's a couple of things here. There's one thing called the sunk cost investment, and at least that's what I believe it's called. And this is really about the investment of time and energy. So over a course of time, we put a lot of investment into it, resources, energy, whatever it might be, any of the resources that we might put into something. It could be money. It's certainly time, I think, is one of the greatest investments that we have. So when we put a lot of investment into something, the longer that we continue on that continuum, the harder it becomes to give up. Because we think, well, if I give up now, I'm giving up all that investment of my resources that I put in over the past year, 2 years, whatever it might be, a week, a day. So I just can't do that. I can't give up now, you know. And it just strengthens and strengthens. So as you continue on and continue to put your resources into that particular project, that particular activity, behavior, whatever it might be, that is the sunk cost. And, you know, the longer it goes on, for the higher is your investment and the harder it is to quit. Which can be really good. So for things like, let's say you're on a health kick and you decided to give up sugar. You know, the longer you stop doing that and the longer you've avoided the temptations to eat sugary treats or whatever it might be that has sugar in it, the better you'll be motivated not to do it, because you'll just go, I've just invested the last year not eating sugar. No, if I do it now, you know, what's all that year for? It's just gone to waste. And so that's a really powerful benefit of this sunk time cost. The problem is that sometimes we continue to do something even though perhaps we shouldn't be doing it. Now, I've done this in many occasions, and recently, I can tell you about an example with real estate. I worked in real estate for 3 years, and I put a heck of a lot of my time and energy and resources, money into that career. And I did quite well. The first year was great, and I continued that that pace for the next 3 years that I was in the industry. And then I decided to quit, and this was a hard decision, believe me. And it was a hard decision because of that investment that I made for those 3 years. So that is the sunk time cost. And I made that decision because I realized that, hang on, by doing what I'm doing, it's actually giving me no sense of meaning. It's actually not really connecting to what's important to me, to what my why is, you know? And that's when I used that why again to make that decision. And it wasn't an easy decision to make still, but it was easy because I knew that, hang on, if I continued down this track, yeah, 3 years has been invested, and that's going to be a bit of a shame to let that go. But it's not giving me a sense of fulfillment, a greater sense of freedom, happiness, or meaning in life. And if I continued on that course of path, I know it's just going to be harder and harder to walk away from. But I also know that my lack of meaning, my sense of regret, and in that process, I started not enjoying really that career that much. I know that's going to continue on as well and not get any better because it doesn't have that connection to my why. So that's where I made that decision to be able to quit, because I look back and said, yes, 3 years has passed and that's a big investment that I'm giving up and leaving behind. But, you know, 3 more years of this, 10 more years of this, what's that going to mean? And how hard is that going to be to give up then? So I sort of had to look forward to let go, you know, not look at the past to let go, but look forward to let go, because I knew where the path has gotten me to. I knew how I was feeling in that time. So that made my ability to quit a little bit easier. So that's what I think when it comes to knowing when to quit and when to persevere. And I hope that really helps, guys. I think there's some value in here. And if you're struggling with your why, if you're struggling to find out what really motivates you to get you fired up, I did an interview, and I mentioned this a couple of times since that interview, with a guy called Denny Dover. And he is known for creating bucket lists. And he created a list which he called a life list. And he wrote on that list 100 things. And he suggests this activity for everyone. So just get a bit of paper out and spend half a day, if you need to, however long you need to, write down 100 things on the list that you want to do in your life. 100 things that you want to do in your life. And don't go online and look for other people and what they're doing. Just sit there in your own thoughts and write down. And if you get stuck, just wait. Wait until something else comes up. Yeah? It's a really, really time-consuming task, but it's really valuable. If you can sit there and write this list down, I actually did it with some students the other night, and they struggled to get 10 things. But, you know, start writing some things down. And perhaps you'll have to come back to it another day. But write that down, and then just pick out a few of the things that you think you could get started on. Obviously, you might want to be an astronaut or fly to the moon or something like that, and that might not be available to you right now. So you might just put that off till a little bit later. But start on a few of those things straight away. I think sometimes, you know, these passions that we have in life, these things that we want to do, I think that sometimes really helps us explore a deeper sense of why in life. And I think that's what that list is really valuable to do. You know, there's a bunch of other activities that I've got on my website. So if you want to check that out, go to thehiddenwhy.com. It's called the Discovery Questionnaire. And now I am updating that at the moment in line with a new launch of a book, et cetera, et cetera. But for now, it's still available there. And it's just a series of questions that you can go through and ask yourself and really help connect with what your why is, what your motivation is. And I think for me, that's really how I now decide when it is time to quit and when it is time to persevere. So I think I'll leave it there, guys. Hope that's been of value to you today. Check it all out. You can check out part 1 and part 2 of my articles that I wrote. The link's in the show notes. The podcast by Tim Ferriss, make sure you check that out. I'll stick the links in there as well. The episode with Denny Dover, I should stick that in there as well. It's a great conversation, great chat. You can check that out as well. Plus the TED Talk by Simon Sinek. I'll have a look for that and try to stick that in the show notes as well. Lots of things there. So jump onto thehiddenwhy.com. And while you're there, why not subscribe your email if you haven't already, so you can start to tune with any of the upcoming episodes, etc., that are coming out this year. Bunch going on, guys. Hope you're having a great life. Hope you're enjoying the start of the new year. And if you want to connect, you can always connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. My email address is there. And if you want to connect on social media, any of the channels is fine, but Facebook's probably the best one that you'll likely get me on. Other than that, guys, until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. Speak soon. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls. That is my solo rant for this week. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've received some value. Guys, it is my goal, it's my wish that each of these episodes that I do, you are left feeling a little bit more inspired, perhaps even a little bit more educated.
I want to really share with you my thoughts, my perspectives, the things that I'm learning, perhaps even some tools and practices that can help you transition from a life with unease, a life that is sufferable, a life that is maybe filled with hate or regret, to a life that is beautiful, a life that has a deeper sense of joy and happiness present at each moment, regardless of the pleasure or pain that you might be experiencing in that given moment. Guys, if you love The Hidden Why, if you love what I'm doing here, you can support the show in a number of different ways. Firstly, you can subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. If you have the time and haven't already, you can leave us a review on iTunes. It's a 1-5-star review with a quick comment. You can also connect with me, guys. I love your feedback. I love your suggestions. I love your comments. So connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave comments in any of the show notes that you listen to there. You can also reach me directly through my email address and in any of the social media platforms available there. You can also support the show by using the Amazon links within each of the show notes. And that does help support the show. Guys, that's really it. Other than that, go out there. Breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. You will discover a life with greater meaning, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Thank you.